Here with me, I've got David Funderburk. And first of all, David, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I've got my PhD in the University of Georgia. How far back do you want to go?
maybe a little about your background and the type of work you're doing that brought you here.
Well, I've always worked with large accounts since graduating from the University of Georgia, and that's been my responsibility since the mid-'80s. And in 96, my wife and I, who has a PhD as well, formed our own company. We're partners in a consulting business. We're pretty much working with large producers throughout the United States and Mexico and outside the country and other countries as well. So that's providing nutritional services and looking for the best cost to produce pigs.
Well, for this group here today, what would be some of the key points that you wanted them to take away from your presentation?
Key points would be there's a technology out there that they need to be sure they're applying it, that they're on the leading edge, they're on the cutting edge, that as ingredient costs get higher and feed costs get higher, that we need to push the limits on the technology we have on amino acids, on phytases, on other enzymes, and to be sure that we're capturing as much value as we can from our byproducts, whether they're traditional or non-traditional byproducts.
In the question and answer we had, did you get any questions you expected, or what do you find is the thing that they most want to know?
I expected the answers or the questions to be different in this group, because this is not a group of nutritionists, but a group of production specialists and a group of herd health providers. And the questions, I wasn't exactly sure what they might ask, but the questions I knew would be different then versus the questions from a nutritionist. But I was very pleased with the questions. I think that there is concern over reducing costs, but doing it while minimizing risk.
So right now, I'm assuming that those things that we've just gone over are some of the main things that you're dealing with all of your clients then, right?
Every day. Our clients that are different positions on commodities and are different risk takers as individuals. So we try to fine-tune their feeding programs to both their personality and what's going on in their operation as far as cost and budgets and so forth.
Well, we certainly know, how things are going with input costs and factors that are really affecting the industry right now. What do you think looking forward? I know nobody can really look into that crystal ball and to say for sure, but what's your thoughts as we look forward?
I think the cost of energy to produce a pig is going to go up as oil goes up, as corn gets higher in price, or as the oil is extracted from the distiller's grains. The cost of energy for swine will go up as in all other species. So we need to find ways to release more energy from the feed we're feeding, to look for alternative energy sources, and to keep our pigs growing at an optimum growth rate by providing that energy to meet our pig flows in our system. So,
well, thank you very much for taking a couple of minutes to talk with me here at the Boehringer Ingelheim Swine Health Seminar. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.